Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Today is Apple Day.
Great.
So I was trying to come up with a bit of a game for Apple Day, and last time we played an Apple game, it was based off you being able to identify an apple by the sound of its crunch.
Yeah, big claims.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do that again. Then I remembered you and I are both quite avid listeners of the Hamish and Andy podcast.
Yes.
And
yes,
they have a guy on it called The Appleist.
Oh, The Appleist.
His actual name is Brian French, and he is a comedian. Basically, this guy just ranks apples and gives full-on great descriptions of each apple, and they're a little bit X-rated sometimes.
They are great descriptions, though, aren't they?
So I have gone and pulled five descriptions of five apples that you would know and have eaten yourself.
Okay.
And then you have to tell me which apple is getting described, like which apple is the description.
Yeah, right.
Match the description to the apple.
Okay.
So, I have a description for a Granny Smith, a Fuji apple, a Pink Lady, a Red Delicious, and a Golden Delicious.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
So, I'll read out one and then you got to tell me which one you think it is, okay?
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you if it's correct or not.
Oh.
And you can change your answer at the end if need be.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Description number one, the only apple that can somehow make a Red Delicious look appetizing. This Illuminati-backed crapple is not at the top of the list because it is a good cooking apple. Put it in a pie. An apple shouldn't need caramel dipping sauce to taste good. Pure sugar honey iced tea.
Which apple
do you think that is?
It's not a Red Delicious because it makes a Red Delicious look good. I'm thinking it's a Golden Delicious.
You think it's a Goldie?
It makes a Red Delicious look good.
Alrighty. Description number two. It is beyond me how these coffee grinds in a leather glove of an apple became so popular. Generally found unwashed and unwrapped in plastic at a hospital cafeteria or low-income neighbourhood convenience store.
Ooh.
This blasphemous monstrosity can be blamed for making children think apples are gross. A repulsive insult to Applelandia, this untended zit on the pubescent teen's face is the Ed Sheeran of apples and should be banned from our midst like the North Korean Olympic team.
Wow!
What apple's that?
The Ed Sheeran of apples. It's got to be the Granny Smith.
That's the Granny, you reckon?
Yeah, that's the Granny Smith.
All right, number three.
I love that.
The perfect blend of sweet and tart, this fiery female dog is a headliner at Trader Joe's nationwide, which is a grocery store. Not as snappy as you'd like and a little rough around the edges. This hard-nosed trailblazer makes up for its downfalls with snappy branding. A fine Australian apple, good for everyday use.
Oh.
What one's that?
I was looking at Pink Lady that whole time. Yeah, lock it in. Pink Lady.
You going
apple.
Pink Lady?
Yeah.
All right, number four. Yet another demon spawn of the Red Delicious, crossed with a Rowles Janet.
A what?
I don't know. I think that's another apple.
Okay.
This gravely choking hazard has the taste of used sponge water and the consistency of the dirty leftovers it's cleaned.
Oh.
This mushy, rough-skinned Japanese experiment gone wrong is perfect for anyone who enjoys the taste of an apple that feels like it's already been eaten by someone else.
Oh, yuck. 100%, that's a Fuji apple.
You reckon that's a Fuji?
That's a Fuji apple.
All right, last one. This is only a quick little description.
Well, it has to be the Red Delicious.
Okay, well, soft and weak like grandma's gums, not sure if the name of these apples is ironic.
Oh, no. Oh, I've stuffed it up. Oh, no. I've stuffed it up. That's a Granny Smith.
You think that's a Granny Smith?
That's a Granny Smith.
So do you want to say the second one is a red then?
The Ed Sheeran of apples can be a Red Delicious.
Okay.
And number five
is a Granny,
Smith.
Alrighty.
Yeah, lock those in. Thank you, Eddie.
Okay.
How did I go?
Not too bad, actually.
Ooh, okay.
Didn't get five out of five. So the first apple, the one that shouldn't need dipping sauce... An apple shouldn't need caramel dipping sauce to taste good. That one.
Golden Delicious.
It's Granny Smith.
Oh, no. Oh, my whole thing.
Incorrect.
The rest of the answers aren't going to be correct either.
The Ed Sheeran of the apples is a Red Delicious, which is what you changed your answer to. So give that one a tick. Number three, the fine Australian apple, good for everyday use. Is the Pink Lady.
It's a Pink Lady. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Another spawn of the Red Delicious, the one that feels like it's been eaten by someone else, is a Fuji.
Oh!
That is correct. So, last one is where you got it wrong. The soft and weak like grandma's gums is a golden delicious.
A golden delicious.
That's why they say it's ironic, because it's not golden or delicious.
Oh, I thought they were talking grandma's gums and the ironic name.
Nah.
You threw me off.
Threw you off on that one. So, you got 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'll accept
that. On the Apple Escape.
Thank you very much.
Not a bad effort.
Can't wait to go and have the Ed Sheeran of apples now.